At Breezeline, great connections come in pairs. Switch to fiber-powered internet for $19.99 per month and get a free line for a year when you pair with Mobile. It's the reliability you need and the value you want. Don't miss this offer on internet and mobile. Visit breezeline.com today.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Off the ball breakfast.
Yeah, I'm mixing up Genosti and San Sebastian. Maybe I am.
This is like a slow bicycle race of shit teams to glory.
Jesus.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome to Friday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up, we preview another massive night in the League of Ireland with the Dublin Derby at Dalymen Park, our live game. Gianni Infantino faces rebellion at FIFA Congress, and Hansi Flick secures his Barcelona future by winning La Liga. But first, Off the Ball comes to you live from Dalymount Park tonight, where late specialist Bohemians face Shelburne. Damien Duff made need tonight's commentary from Stephen Doyle and Richie Tell, as a touchline ban means he'll be watching from the stands. Duff has warned his players not to switch off in the final moments of games. However, a late Kerr McEnroy goal last week saw Shells take all 3 points from their derby at home to St. Pat's. Shells defender Sean Gannon spoke to OTB's David Wilson about their own strength late on.
Do you feel like the work that you've done in the training ground in pre-season kind of helps you go kind of late in games and kind of drive on and pick up important wins for another league push this season?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, obviously fitness plays a huge part in scoring late goals and being able to, you know, still kind of impact the game late on. And we obviously train unbelievably hard in pre-season and throughout the weeks, every week, even in season, we train, you know, so intense, you know. So but that's obviously a massive factor in us being able to kind of score late and, you know, lads still arriving in the box and, you know, right at the very end. But it also means that us, you know, I mentioned it, it's all well and good scoring late winners. You know, us as defenders, we need to make sure our, you know, our levels, our concentration levels, our physical levels are right there at the very end, because I think there's been a team in the league definitely that, you know, every game is so competitive right now, and you can't switch off for, you know, for a second, because, you know, even speaking about last minute winners, you just know you're going to be punished.
And just lastly, there's a bit of needle between the two managers, Damien Duff and Alan Reynolds. Does that have any effect on what the players think?
No, obviously, you know, as I mentioned already, the Dublin derbies are, you know, they don't need any extra needle. There's bragging rights, there's everything involved, and they're unbelievable games to play. And obviously, when it's great that they're on TV, you know, because there's big crowds and we can show the atmosphere and show what the league's about. I don't think any kind of outside influences affect the players. We just need to concentrate on doing our jobs. You know, our staff are brilliant at preparing us, but, you know, we're focusing on the football side of things, and it's important for us that we show our quality in a game like this.
Last Saturday's game at Sligo saw Lys Mousse net his first goal in a Bows jersey. Speaking on this week's LOI pod, Vinnie Pert says he was happy to see the Frenchman end a 25-month wait for a goal in senior football.
God love to follow it. It's hard enough to make it in England, but to make it and all to be taken away so quickly must be difficult to deal with mentally. And then coming to Ireland, very, very difficult. I think we all expected that it probably wouldn't work out, and it still may not. We all expected that over the last few weeks, we might see a statement from both of them, and it just didn't work out. But to see him scoring, and do you know what's brilliant about it? Actually, the joy in his face, like, it meant something to him. You could see that sense of relief. I was delighted for him. I think you've got to be a bit romantic around football, and it's a great story for him, and best of luck to him. I think it's brilliant, and delighted for him.
On the injury front, Bowes could welcome back Connor Parsons and John Mountney from injury tonight. Bowes and Shells is our live game tonight on Off the Ball. Stephen Doyle will be joined on commentary by Richie Tell, with coverage underway in News Talk from 7 o'clock. Having written Sportsmanship's obituary this week, Stephen Kenny St. Pat's welcome Cork City to Richmond Park. New Cork boss Jared Nash will be the most interested spectator. Liam Kearney and Greg Yelverton will oversee Leaside matters for tonight's game. Without a win in the last four, Cork have slipped to second from bottom, but Kearney doesn't believe they're far away from pulling away from trouble.
Even if you look at Friday night, and it was very disappointing again to concede a goal, how we did, having gotten back into the game, you know, I suppose we've always the positive mentality that we're going to go on and win the game. I suppose, you know, I've been used to that in my own career, and I think in the cross, you know, when we get the ball moving and showed what we're capable in the second half, I felt we were the team that were going to go on and win it. But again, we were our own undoing, I think, from a set piece, you know, losing a marker. Those kind of unacceptable things have been happening. And those kind of things in terms of not stopping crosses, the things that we can control a little bit better are things that we need to be better at. Our problem isn't playing football. Like you see, I think there's been nobody outplayed us this season in terms of football, bar maybe Shamrock Rovers away from home that night. We didn't perform. Every other game, I feel very confident that we're in, and we're in it, that we could win the game. Now, results have been results, but we have to rectify those mistakes that we're making, and we have to do it fast, because slowly but surely you hear people say, oh, Cork City can't go down. We have gone down. So we need to be very aware that we need to get this fixed as quick as possible.
And on this morning's Off the Ball breakfast, former Shamrock Rovers and Bohemians goalkeeper Barry Murphy claims Stephen Kenny's comments regarding sportsmanship were possibly a little off base.
From playing that Dundalk side in 2014, 2015, they were one of the most cynical sides around. 12 penalties they got that year. Richie Tell scored 9 goals from penalties that season. And listen, I'm sure some of them were, but they worked a lot off set pieces. So they gained free kicks from, not deceiving the ref, but they were very smart about how they did it, the dark arts. So his memory is kind of lapsing that. He's had a men in black moment from that period in time. Yeah.
Shamrock Rovers start the night top of the table, courtesy of goal difference. They make the trip to the RSC to play Waterford. The Rovers' cause has been boosted by returns to fitness of Danny Mandroyu, Aaron McInniff and Dylan Watts. Stephen Bradley knows Waterford under new manager John Coleman will be tough, especially given the Blues' current form.
No, we've obviously got to watch the game since he's came in and seen the little tweaks that they've made. Look, I've no doubt it's a difficult game. Waterford's always a difficult game, especially down there, and especially with the new management and staff in. You can see that they're trying to do certain things differently, and it's going to be a difficult challenge. And we have to be our best to go down here and try and win the game.
Like Rovers, Derry City begin the night on 26 points and travelled down to take on Drogheda United. Former Derry player Gareth McGlynn told this week's LOI pod that Gavin White has been key to Derry's recent surge up the table.
He is a quality player. He's a million-pound player, right? But he wasn't fit when he came to the club. He hadn't played in a long time. It took him a while now. And I thought the same thing. I'm thinking, hold on a minute. He's got a pre-season under his belt. How is he not fit after a good pre-season? But he wasn't right at the beginning of the year. He brought him in then for 2 games. He started him back-to-back, and he just still looked off of it. We don't know what's going on, right, because I'm not that close to the club to be able to say, put your finger on it. But see now the glimpses that we've got in the last 3 or 4 games, it's scary. His ability to travel with the ball at pace is unbelievable. And we saw against Waterford, when he knocks it past someone, there's nobody catching him. And he's got a lot of attributes, you think. Like, but from what I've seen, and this is glimpses, and this is not being kind of blown on things out of proportion, but if he consistently plays and gets better and better and better, he could be the best player in the league.
I agree.
That's a level.
Genuinely agree.
There's lots more from Gareth and Vinnie Perth on this week's LOI pod, which is available for free elsewhere in the OTB football feed. And tonight's other top flight game is the Connacht Derby at Éamon Deasy Park, where Galway United take on bottom side Sligo Rovers. This game will see Sligo striker Francelli Lombotto go up against his former side, and he's hoping to add to his 3 league goals tonight.
Yeah, it's been good. It's been good. Obviously, this is my highest scoring season in the top flight in the League of Ireland, so I'm happy with that. I'm happy with the amount that I've learned, but obviously I would prefer for us to be higher up in the league, and that's the main focus.
Arranca tus reuniones de verano con Memorial Day in the Home Depot, Llévate el asador de gas Next Grill con 4 quemadores a un precio bajo todos los días de $229. Ideal para tus carnes asadas. Completa tu patio con un lugar para cada invitado con el comedor de 7 piezas Glen Ridge Falls de Hampton Bay. También en compra especial por solo $499. Además, tenemos entrega gratis. Ahora sí, estás listo. Pon la fecha y arma tu carnita asada este verano con The Home Depot. Sujeto disponibilidad.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
The rural way of life is about making everyone feel at home. Tractor Supply chose advanced 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business to transform intelligent customer service. Together, we put the power of AI to work across 2,200 stores, keeping things running seamlessly inside, curbside, and countryside. This is elevated customer experience. This is Tractor Supply with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
This week on Diverted.
¿Te gusta Media Luna?
Sí, well, you know, cuando tienes tiempo en Argentina es esencial para comer Media Luna todos los tiempos.
I tell the story of how my hitchhiking disaster led me to the family of Alexis McAllister.
Para nosotros también es un gran orgullo que mi hermano haya jugado con Maradona y Alexis, su hijo, haya jugado con Messi, que son los dos más grandes exponentes del fútbol mundial que dio la Argentina.
I also meet Dickie McAllister at the Buenos Aires Hurling Club. And we discover the national sport of Argentina, pato.
¿Anduviste en otro lado filmando pato ya o no?
Diverted. Coming every Tuesday to your podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a top-of-the-table clash in the First Division. Cove Ramblers know a win over current leaders Dundalk at St. Coleman's Park would move them top of the table on goal difference. Elsewhere, third-place Bray Wanderers entertain Athlone Town. Treaty United play UCD. And Kerry will look for a third consecutive win when they welcome Wexford to Mount Hawke Park. Last night on Off the Ball, we held our first call-in discussion about the FAI's proposed move of the grassroots football calendar to mirror that of senior football in this country. In case you missed it, here's just a cross-section of the opinions we heard.
From a parent's point of view and a coaching point of view, that is not sustainable whatsoever. The GAA season is also been affected by this. So there's so many children. If you're playing in any sort of a competition at a grassroots level, you're not going to take a break. You're not going to come back after July and August and say, we'll pick up where we left off.
Why?
Because it's not sustainable. It's not the right way forward as a parent. The parents don't want that. The volunteers don't want that.
This switch to a calendar season and this playing from January to December
in my opinion, is a massive, massive risk that the FAI are putting on the clubs. Kids and adults are going to have to choose between one sport and another. They're not going to be able to play everything, and it's going to drive people insane. And that's my opinion on it.
I just think it comes down to, ultimately, you hear a lot of Gaelic on the opposite side, but you hear a lot of GAA stuff, and I think it just comes down to what your number one sport is, in my opinion. Like, my son goes out training in the middle of November, and it's absolutely lashing rain, and it's windy, it's like all that stuff, the weather conditions, it's not great for the top players, like, he wouldn't, like, you know what I mean, but anyone who puts football first, I think, or we call it soccer if you want to call it that, I think should be in favour of this.
You can hear that full discussion and our interview with the FAI grassroots director Dermot Dermot elsewhere in the OTB football feed for free. Celtic's Dyson Maeda has won the Scottish Premiership Player of the Year award. The Japan international has scored 33 goals across all competitions as Celtic retained the title and lifted the Scottish League Cup. Brendan Rodgers' side could end the season with a domestic treble. They face Aberdeen in the Scottish Cup final next weekend. FIFA President Gianni Infantino has been faced with growing rebellion at the FIFA Congress in Paraguay. He arrived 2 hours and 17 minutes late for the meeting in Asuncion, leading to UEFA President Alexander Čeferin leading to a walkout of European delegates. A UEFA statement later read to have the timetable changed at the last minute for what appears to be simply to accommodate private political interests, does the game no service and appears to put its interests second. Infantino had been on a tour of the Middle East with US President Donald Trump. Meanwhile, a representative of the Palestine FA, Susan Shalabi, admonished World Football's governing body for further delaying a decision on whether or not to punish Israel for its ongoing assault on Gaza. Since October of last year, FIFA has been investigating two main points: allegations of discrimination by the Israel Football Association and the question of whether teams from the West Bank settlements break FIFA's statutes when playing in Israeli competitions. The Norwegian FA Secretary General Karl Petter Loken supported Palestine in their calls to hurry along the investigation. And Hansi Flick has earned himself another year in charge of Barcelona. Last night's 2-0 win away to Catalan rivals Espanyol saw Barca clinch the La Liga title with two games to spare. Flick's new deal will keep him with Barca until 2027.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
On this morning's Off The Ball breakfast, we had some of this.
Look, if you're a sevens player, it's very, we rightly so feel very hard done by compared to the way the 15s game. But ultimately the 15s game is what drives money and gives a return.
And there was also some of this.
And it is a depression, as much as people don't want to talk about it and things, you do be depressed after the games if you got beaten. And then it's trying to pick yourself up, but not only pick yourself up, you have to pick the lads up and go again. The whole staff, everyone. Yeah. And then if the results keep going, it's you that's getting it. It's not the players.
You can catch everything from this morning's Off The Ball breakfast elsewhere on the Go Loud app and every weekday morning from 7:30.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.